guys, welcome back to Twitter Talk. We're your hosts, Marina.
And Andrew.
And today we're going to be talking about the James Charles scandal, an update on the Free Britney movement, and more. So, for those of you who don't know, James Charles is an influencer on YouTube, Instagram, all kinds of social media. He's a beauty influencer, and he's currently under fire. Whole lot of stuff's going down. And, he has been doing some inappropriate things with minors.
Yeah, I was gonna look up his social blade, see where he's at. This is not his first scandal.
No.
I really don't think it is going to be his last. He's really not doing too well on YouTube. His first scandal, for again, those who don't know, involved another beauty YouTuber. He's really involved in the beauty community and likes to be vocal about different opinions that he has and stuff. But his last one was about Tati Westbrook, who... her scandal involved him, was it at Coachella?
I think so, and it was like, she accused him of doing things, but he proved them to be false.
Yeah, so, like, it all started basically, she has, a hair gummy brand, I guess?
Yeah.
And James is, a supporter of her, obviously, they're, best friends, and it's right. Whatever, and at Coachella, he needed some quick cash or something, and he ended up doing a brand deal with one of her, biggest competitors, Sugar Bear Hair. Her brand is Halo Beauty, I believe I remember. But during that scandal, it was really popular, among Twitter to, look at his social blade and see, where his subscriber count is and if it's fluctuating or falling and where it, what it's doing.
Yeah. And that was a less controversial scandal, though.
Yeah, that was just more, two friends fighting.
Yeah.
This is definitely more of
a serious topic.
Very, there's crimes and there's upset people and no one's leaving this happy.
Right.
Especially not with any justice being served yet or anything really being pushed towards that direction of justice. But obviously it all falls on the victims and whether they're comfortable or not to speak up, which is completely valid for them to.
Definitely.
I mean, obviously, he's still a celebrity, whether he's scum or not. It's
a celebrity with an incredible fan base of people who are 12 and 13. So yeah.
Incredible in size, not
not in personality.
Incredibly large.
Incredibly large fan base of children, literal children.
Okay. So basically, the current scandal. This has nothing to do with Tati Westbrook or anything. I'm just saying that was a scandal that he's had recently that obviously...
One of his first.
Yeah. And, yeah. I remember thinking, even I unsubscribed from him. That was a really big deal.
A lot of people were, destroying their palettes and stuff.
They are again, and, you know.
Okay, this time as they should, though. This is
not something anyone should be supporting him for at all.
Right. So, if you haven't gathered at this point, James Charles was basically caught sending inappropriate photos and messages to people under the age of 18, to minors. And I'm pretty sure that, 15 people have come forward, and, 9 of them were minors.
Yeah, I know it's a really high number.
It's an insanely high number. And he's obviously under a lot of fire for it, as he should be. He is a grown adult. He knows what he knew what he was doing.
How old is he? Is he 20?
Isn't he, 23? 22 or 23.
He's in his 20s.
Yeah,
either way.
In his 20s.
Either way.
He's in an A-. Still should be lower, but...
He has... So on YouTube, currently, he has 25.5 million subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to see if there's a way to see... Oh. He has lost 100K.
A lot of people are resubscribing to him, though.
Oh, well, video views from the last 30 days, estimated monthly earning. Dang, his estimated yearly earning is up 164,000 to 2.6 million.
That makes me mad because doctors are making, less money than him.
His total subscribers, he Yeah, so basically, as of April 6th, he has lost over 200,000, which isn't as much as it should be, but obviously, like we said before, his fan base is definitely, his demographic is largely young.
Yeah, young people who don't understand the impact severity of it. Yeah,
the severity of the situation.
And just, they're very easily influenced. Their minds are very easily influenced. And when he made a statement about what he thought he did, they were just like, oh, it's all fine. And it's not.
Yeah, so basically this, his apology video, I was trying to look that up, but it says I don't have internet. Okay. So James Charles, his apology video currently has 8 million views, and this is a lot better from the last time I saw it. The likes are at 271,000, and the likes are 226,000. So the wait, ratio, the
likes and likes.
Did I really? Oh. All right, so James Charles, who uploaded a video called Holding Myself Accountable about a week ago, has reached 8 million views, 271,000 likes, and 226,000 dislikes, which that like to dislike ratio was a lot better than the last time I had looked at these analytics. He's definitely being impacted by this.
Yeah.
As, you know, he's lost about 200,000, and I would say that those 200,000 dislikes probably amount to that number of people who unsubscribe, 200,000 to 200,000. But, yeah, so basically, there have been over, I'm not sure what the numbers are now, but it was, I think, 9 minors have come out against him.
Yeah.
And he issued this apology, basically admitting to it, and to doing them, as he was basically claiming, and ultimately excusing it by saying that,
That he was desperate.
That he was desperate, and that they lied to him about their ages. However, most recently, as of, like, a few days ago, somebody else came out. This was not their first time coming out about this situation, but as James Charles is a celebrity in, you know, right, the eyes of YouTube and whatnot, obviously, you know, someone who goes against, you know, someone's favorite influencer or favorite celebrity, you're going to get backlash.
Mm-hmm.
So this, I don't know his name. I don't think I would share it anyway, but he basically is saying that, James, and him had a conversation before anything occurred about his age, because as James has stated in the past, he's trying to be more, careful, and he, you know, after, because this scandal is, it kind of just recently got to the level and severity that it is,
right.
But he, has had, issues in the past with ages and stuff, and, you know, he said that basically he's gonna try, you know, to get everyone's age confirmation, blah, 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 but as of recently, basically, it's been proven that, minor was talking to him saying that he is 16 and that he's almost 17 or whatever, and James was like, really? And then he said, like, LMAO or something. And then that was so claimed by the victim that was before any other conversations happened. Basically implying that James is indeed not being careful about age, but rather that he just doesn't care.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest issue with the bigger influencers, is it's not just influencers, bigger people in general, anyone who has any sort of power over society, because it's your word against theirs, and that's how all of these situations always go, is everyone believes the one who's famous, when in all reality, no. You need to believe the victims first, because it's really hard to come forward about it anyways, and then when you put victim blaming and saying, oh, I didn't know this, I didn't know that, like, no, you cannot use that as an excuse.
Yeah, status does not lead to truth, and does not lead to, you know, just because someone is a celebrity doesn't mean that everything they say is true or everything, you know.
Right.
No.
Yeah, and it's the same thing. He's not in jail. Same thing with Tony Lopez. Tony Lopez has been under fire how many times and is still making TikToks. And
yes, Tony Lopez is a TikToker who has also been accused of such crimes and is still publicly posting on, you know, social media platforms and whatnot. And it's really just, again, because these people are celebrities and no one has come out against them with legal cases, as obviously, you know, they probably had been advised not to. I mean,
it's hard.
Afford a really good lawyer.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, so the update on James, one of the more recent issues that has arisen in this whole issue is that Morphe, the makeup company that James Charles himself has collaborated with on his own makeup palette, as he is a makeup artist, he came out with a palette called Unleash Your Inner Artist, and or just the James Charles palette.
I think it's just the James Charles palette.
Yeah, that's like his motto. Anyways.
Yeah.
But, anyway, so he, that palette is through Morphe, and they have still, after his apology video basically admitting to everything he'd done and saying that he would, you know, leave the internet for a while and whatever, they had still been supporting his name, his product. They'd still been posting it on their social medias, and they're still selling it on their website, etc.
Yeah.
I know that most recently they took his discount code. Influencers, when they collaborate with a company, they can get a discount code where if you put your name into, like, the coupon box, it'll give you a discount. So, basically, they took his coupon code away. As of right now, I think you can still buy his palette on their website. I'm going to double-check that. But
still, it's...
But either way, it took them way too long to even acknowledge anything to begin with.
Yeah. And even, like, taking a coupon code off your website isn't doing enough.
Yeah, you can still buy it on their website.
They're still posting pictures of him. They're still pretty actively supporting him, which they should not be. Because he didn't even really... The apology video wasn't even an apology video. It was just him... like, admitting to everything because he was desperate. And I put that in quotes because he was... That's not an excuse. You cannot say that and excuse yourself from committing a felony because you're famous.
Now, no. Not to interrupt, but I just... This kind of... okay. Morphe, on their website, they have reviews of the product of people who have bought it. And a lot of them are in favor of James Charles. I mean, obviously, if you're going to buy the palette at this point, you're not... against him. But basically, this top comment says, "I want to get it before Morphe takes them off the shelf," laughing emoji. And then this one says, "I picked this item because I absolutely love James Charles, and I've been working overtime, so I figured I'd go ahead and see why he uses his own palette so much. And it's honestly cheap for such a variety of shades." It's really sad.
It is sad. How much is it?
It is $39. And I don't know about anybody else, but I would not spend my overtime money that I worked so hard for on a James Charles palette.
Especially with everything that's come out about him. It's just so...
I really think that people... society has not normalized it, but they've become numb to certain things.
Yeah. Tone deaf, almost.
This is a crime. It's literally a committed crime. And, you know... The most it's doing is trending on Twitter. I mean, it's kind of just living on the internet, and that's honestly, I mean, it might just be where it stays. I know a lot of cases like this have taken over a year to 2 years to even get to court, but, you know, it's all about evidence, it's all about word against word, and it's obviously going to take a while, but, you know, I mean, it's, they're still supporting him, but like I said, as far as I've heard, I have obviously not gone to buy his palette, so I cannot confirm whether or not his code is not working or not. But, you know. So.
Yeah.
I mean, any other updates?
Not really. I mean,
ultimately, it just comes down to a big creator who got exposed for something, who, okay, well, yeah, his apology video, we can start there. The apology video is only 14 minutes long, which that's pretty good, I guess. But when you really think about it, just think in your head, apology video. Mm-hmm. Like, that, it's like, it just sounds so juvenile. Like, I committed a crime, I'm going to make a YouTube video saying I am sorry.
Right.
It just doesn't resonate right with me. I've always thought apology videos were weird. Like, I understand them. You're trying to give people who are on that platform closure for the, you know, for the whatever you did.
Yeah.
But it just, the idea of them is weird. But basically, his apology video, as you may or may not know, David Dobrik, who is also a really large creator who has been trending a lot recently for his actions involving different kinds of, we'll just say, actions against people that were unconsensual. By him in nature of him filming them, but more along his friends and the vlog squad actually committing different actions and different kinds of things. But
right.
David Dobrik is also under fire. So really what we're seeing is YouTube, a lot of its biggest creators currently are kind of just, a lot of people are facing a lot of different things right now. These are two of the most trending, obviously, which is why we're talking about them. But David Dobrik issued an apology titled Let's Talk on his least subscribed YouTube channel, his podcast channel, Views, and which we are not supporting, just telling you that
this is not a sponsorship.
No, that's just where he decided to upload this video. But basically he is he filmed like a two or 3 minute apology. I can look.
It was about as long as his regular
Yeah, vlogs. I mean, his vlogs are 4 minutes and 20 seconds. That's kind of his running joke on his channel, and it wasn't even that long. But his title was called Let's Talk. However, he had his comments and likes turned off. So there's no feedback from the video, and there's nowhere that you can talk.
Right.
So that was really controversial.
Let's talk, but let's not talk.
Right. So he's basically offering to, you know, he's offering closure to people, but he offered really nothing. It was insincere. He was giggling, and basically his whole apology was, you know, sorry, hopefully I'll grow, I just want to make people happy, and that was really the entire video.
Right.
Trisha Paytas, also a YouTube creator, who is currently on a podcast with Ethan Klein, a YouTuber, podcast host, brand.
Right.
You know, he's a businessman, and she's...
And Trisha's a very experienced,
she has been on YouTube. Yeah, she has been on YouTube for years. She has been on TV for years. She has been in the public eye for a very long time and has seen her fair share of issues and problems, and she's not perfect either, and, you know.
Right.
But...
She has made a lot of...
Yeah, she's not trying to hide things.
Yeah.
A lot of these creators are definitely just trying to hide things and hide the things that they've done. But Trisha's very open about her past and all the things that she's done wrong.
She just speaks up a lot more about social justice now.
Yes, and since she's, since she holds herself accountable, really her goal is to hold others accountable.
Right.
And she is currently doing that, and I would say succeeding.
Mm-hmm.
However, anyway, so the podcast with Ethan Klein and Trisha Paytas is called Frenemies. That one I will shout out.
We are fully supporting Trisha Paytas.
Yes, this podcast, she has grown tremendously and is really happy and she's thriving. But anyway, so that podcast, the Frenemies podcast, they talk about, they go over the apology video, because Trisha herself has been in the vlog squad and in, David's world.
Mm-hmm.
And basically she, you know, witnessed firsthand everything that he can do. And her goal basically is, you know, they wanted to look at the apology video that was literally so short and dig through all the things that Trisha herself in past apology videos has done better, basically.
Right. And learn
and
from.
They're giving like a to-do list basically of all the things that you should do in an apology video and things you should not do. And they also talk to there's other videos on YouTube too, talking about different, you know, eye, hand gestures, eye movements, things that suggest lying or insincerity. But basically, they were talking about how an apology video, it's best to wear black. It's best to edit as least, like, as little as possible. And how it's good to,
hold accountability, right?
You're right. It's good to basically just sincerely apologize for the things that you're being accused of or did, obviously. And then, so they made this little to-do list to, you know, to do, to not do, and, James Charles, whose scandal happened after David Dobrik's scandal.
Yes.
He made an apology video basically following these guidelines, which really in and of itself is just really interesting that he's trying really hard to make it seem like it's just like, hey guys, I'm really sorry, but it's such a planned out video.
Right.
And then for him to say, like, in the beginning of the video, like, this is not planned out, I just have some notes in front of me, whatever. It's so planned out. And
it was just so formal. It was in the format of his regular videos, and he dressed up.
Yeah, he's still in his studio, lights, right. Camera, you know, it's whatever. But, and I'm not saying that he shouldn't be prepared. With such a serious topic and allegations and everything, I would want to be prepared and say the right things. But unfortunately, he did not say the right things. If you're going to be prepared, I personally would think that he should be prepared with the right apology, the right information, the right names, the right recognition. You know, he needs to you know, praise and lift up the people who need to be praised and lift up, and he needs to hold accountability for the things he's done.
Right.
And basically he didn't. Maybe he attempted it, but it definitely did not go very well. But so yeah, his apology video in and of itself was just, you know, it was
a hot mess. It was not something I
as
want to watch
as
again.
Demonstrated by his like to dislike ratio.
Yeah, that is finally proportionate. For a long time, it was an insanely low number of dislikes.
Oh yeah,
and an
within hours of it being uploaded, it had, you know, like 100. It had like, I think 10,000 likes or something. It was crazy, but it only had like 100 dislikes. Which,
right.
But I'm just glad that people are
finally
realizing.
Seeing, kind of.
Yeah. And it only has 8 million views, which surprises me, considering how big of a scandal it is, and how much it is trending, and how big of a creator he is, and how many views he gets normally. I think really people are trying not to watch it
right.
in order to not support him.
Also, it's one of those things, I feel like there's a negative connotation to apology videos, like you said earlier. They're kind of weird.
Yeah.
And I think
they seem, it's off.
Right. And I didn't want to watch it at first, just because I'm with you. I find them very weird. I find them bizarre, and I don't think they're sincere.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched it, and I didn't. It was not an apology video in the slightest.
Oh,
it was literally just a, I did this because I was desperate.
Yeah.
Here you go. And it definitely should have been handled differently.
I mean, he's basically, but all in all, he did admit to the things that he's being accused of, and it is a crime, and it, you know.
And he needs to.
Right. He's out of chances. He's had 10 chances and has blown every single one of them. At this
right.
point, there's
no
going
back from it.
There's even if he comes back to YouTube, it's he should not come back.
He needs to be held accountable, and the proper judicial
yes.
measures need to be taken.
Yes. But anyway, to transition.
Do you want to talk about Britney?
We can.
What do you want to say? Do you want to say the courts ruled that conservatives are not allowed to?
Yeah, I can read the thing that I read yesterday. But anyway, to transition out of such a dark and really just it's an awful situation, and our hearts go out to the victims and their families, and we really hope that justice is properly served and that all of these people end up getting support and help and everything that they need through these times. However, we're going to transition to a little bit lighter of a topic, but unfortunately, you know, Twitter
still
usually,
struggling.
Yeah, Twitter usually trends the not so positive things. So,
right.
Something else that's been trending is Britney Spears, again, who has, her latest update is, she went to court on,
If you saw our last, if you listened to our last podcast and we talked about the Free Britney movement and the conservatorship she's under, there was a court ruling on April 13th that she went to, and,
Yeah, so basically, the California Senate, Judiciary, Judiciary Committee passed, SB-724, which was trending on Twitter as hashtag yes on 724. And basically, you know, it's I believe it is a law. It's a bill. So the bill was passed in the California Senate, which allows conservatees, not just Britney Spears, but in general, to choose their own attorney, and this bill is now heading to the California Senate, the full California Senate, and basically the whole point of the bill is to allow conservatees to choose their attorneys, which they're not allowed to currently. Basically, if the court does not assign an attorney to them, they're not allowed in the courtroom.
Which is really the bare minimum. Allowing them to choose their own attorney is quite literally the least you can do. Because even if they genuinely, if it is the case of someone who is mentally or physically incapacitated and they need care taken care of them, then that's fine. I still feel that they should be able to choose their lawyer or attorney, but there's going to be more evidence as to why they need it versus why they don't need it. With Britney, it's pretty evident that she's trying to rebel against this. She knows that she doesn't need it. So that's why this is such a big step in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, basically they're trying to say that, because a conservatorship is not supposed to be a bad thing. It's supposed to be someone who cannot, you know, attend to their daily needs of shelter, food, water, clothing, really, you know, anything that they need. If they can't do it themselves, really, to be under conservatorship is so that someone else can make these big decisions for you. While also keeping you safe so that you can't do certain things to hurt other people or just with in unsound mind, which, you know, under conservatorship, you're not allowed to vote, you're not allowed to run social media, you're not allowed, basically, for, again, your safety, as they don't want you to do anything incriminating or illegal or anything.
Right.
And in Britney's case, her own lawyer, which his name is Samuel Ingram, and he has said in court that he sees her as a high functioning conservatee who deserves to know what actions her father might be taking over her estate. And he also said that Britney is afraid of her father and that she has not spoken to him for a while. Basically, this is proven by Ingram in court that Britney, as well as she said in past interviews, does not approve of her father's involvement in her conservatorship and how it was one of her very few requests upon entering the conservatorship that she really didn't want her father to be the conservator. And it was her father, Jamie Spears, was indeed appointed, and as well as Andrew Wallet, who I believe is another lawyer. And he was in charge of, I believe, her estate until he retired in 2019. And they do talk about all of this in the Framing Britney Spears documentary that I very much do recommend that you go watch to be educated on this. And whether you like Britney or are a fan of Britney or just know of her or whatever, I do recommend that you watch it. It's really enlightening and it gives you a lot of information about, I mean, conservatorships in general, as she's not the only person in the world under one. And then obviously, you know, a look into her life. But basically, just we wanted to come on here and say that her update was that this law, it's basically a huge first step in the Free Britney movement, as if she can choose her own attorney, then there's a possibility that she'll win in court remove her father from the remove her father as the sole conservator.
Right.
And she currently is also under the conservatorship with someone else. It's not just her father, because her father had to take a leave of absence due to health and personal reasons. And basically, it was all taken over by a licensed conservator, Jody Montgomery. And Brittany basically said that she doesn't want her father to return as sole conservator, and that she really prefers to have a qualified corporate conservator appointed, such as Montgomery. And she's basically recommending that Bessemer Trust takes on the role. So basically, after she asked for her father not to return, as of November 2020, he has returned. And the judge appointed Jamie and Bessemer Trust together to be co-conservators. And again, so she really just wants her father out of the situation, as he's really abusing her, in my mind. He's using her as a business model and as a way to profit. And I think that's really just disgusting in general, to use his own child to profit off of her. But but either way, those are the updates on Britney Spears and her her life. I think her next trial is on April 27th. So, if you're listening to this before then, I would try and find out information on it, see what you can do, see what, how you can help, or how you can tune in. And Britney deserves her freedoms, as Americans strive to get all the time. Right. I mean, this is what the country fights for, freedom. And for to take someone's freedoms away, even though they have been deemed not, you know, of unstable mind, which is what the conservatorship is for, she should be freed. She deserves it. We have more on our agenda today. What else do we have?
So, I'm going to talk about the Modest Management situation. Currently, Modest Management is basically the management system on The X Factor. If you've ever watched The X Factor, it's where One Direction, Little Mix came from, a lot of other people. But Simon Cowell specifically is someone who runs Modest Management. And basically, in the past couple weeks, a lot has come out about them as a management company. They've always been kind of, like, sketchy, for lack of a better word. Like, just very shady in the things that they're doing. And so J. Edward, I believe that's how you say it, came out and said, I'm going to read a few of the tweets that he released this last week. So there's a whole list of them.
Your name is trending on Twitter.
Period. Okay. Update, Marina's trending on Twitter. okay. So the fact that every contestant has to act like their judge mentors them, when in all reality, all they care about is their paycheck. Every contestant on The X Factor was a slave to the show and got paid zero while they made millions. Simon Cowell thinks he's the mafia leader of the music industry, when in reality, he's nothing but a bad facelift. So a lot of things have been going on, and J. Edward is someone who is also under the management. And basically, same label, same management of One Direction, Little Mix. And so there have been a lot of rumors about the treatment that One Direction and Little Mix had. Well, Little Mix has. They're still together. But when One Direction was still together, there was a lot of mistreatment and a lot of just covering up different relationships. Non-disclosure agreements, NDAs, are incredibly common in the music industry. Mm-hmm. So they really can't come out about anything. And I'm pretty sure their contracts are legally, like, closed. So they can't really talk about it. Mm-hmm. That's why J. Edward is coming out, and he said he's ready to take it to court. He knows it's going to end up in court, and he knew that from the start, and that's why he's taking it, because he wants justice for the people who were involved. And so, yeah. Rebecca Ferguson also came out about it, similarly saying to J. Edward that they were hiding relationships, they were just treating them like slaves. Seems to be a bit of a trend in the music industry, as Miss Britney Spears, going sure back no. to her, has right. also been a slave to the music industry. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's just going kind of crazy right now. I hope that it's investigated further, and yeah, if there's something going on, they need to bust it, and instead of letting other people in the future have to deal with that as well.
And I'm sorry to for my unawareness, but is Modest Management, is that a, is that like, that like an agency, or is that like what is Modest Management?
Modest Management is the agency, I believe. Okay. And then Psycho, and, which is like,
and then
like
Simon Cowell is he's
like the agent.
Okay.
So yeah.
And they're basically an agency that signs people
from the X Factor.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's why like a lot of rumors have been going around about them being bumped into like third place, because Simon knew that they were going to be sought after when the show broke, so that he could take them and take their money.
Yeah. That's awful.
Yeah.
I mean, Simon Cowell, I mean, obviously he's famously known for being mean and I guess modest, if you wanted to say, but really it's just, it's the same with Taylor Swift, and I mean, everyone else at this point, everyone deserves their own, everyone deserves to own what they make, everyone deserves to be free, everyone deserves, I mean, everyone deserves justice. I mean, these are all, these should be things that, you know, shouldn't be fought for, they should be a given, you know, to be free, to have justice, to be able to do, it's, you know.
I think that also, an honorable mention, on the brighter side of the music industry currently, that Taylor Swift just re-recorded
Fearless,
her album.
Taylor's version.
And it sounds so good. Oh, have you listened to it?
I have. Yes, I have. I really do enjoy that it's the exact same album. I mean, obviously, she's re-recording it for reasons, as, you know, her own record label, her past record label, as she's now under her own, but her past record label has basically stole her masters from her, and she doesn't really own her own music.
Right. She's not making money from it anymore.
Right, so basically, she's re-recording all of her music, which is, again, hitting the charts, and she'll get probably a Grammy for it. Recently, something that's been trending on among Twitter stans for Taylor is that her Good Morning America, Good Morning America, she was going to make an announcement. It was really big. I can find some stuff about it, but basically she was going to go on the show and make some really crazy announcement, and you know, it's Taylor Swift, so that means it's going to be about her music, it's going to be really good. So I believe that the announcement was really just about her music coming out, and how her album is finally here and whatever. However, a lot of people are noticing that the exact same outfit that she wore to the Good Morning America show, she wore like a black shirt, red lipstick, certain makeup, wore her hair, you know, she had a certain presence to herself, mm-hmm. That resembles the exact same outfit and makeup that she had during her Shake It Off music video.
Aww.
So, people are obviously speculating, as they do, that she is currently working on re-recording her, you know, Shake It Off specifically, or just the 1989 album. Currently, you know, I'm definitely here for that.
Yeah.
So that's something that's been trending recently. I really do hope that she records re-records the 1989 album. That is definitely one of my favorite all-time favorite albums that exist ever.
Yeah, Taylor that's a Swift very good definitely. Album.
Yeah, Taylor Swift has earned all of her success, and for Big Machine, her record label, to take it all away from her is ridiculous. But she's really proving her staple on the industry, as she's literally re-recording and recharting her old music from literally like 2008.
Right.
I mean, what else do you have to talk about?
Not much.
I went to go look to see if anything's trending right now. 5 Seconds of Summer is trending.
If you didn't know, the COVID-19 vaccine is now available for those over 16 in the state of Missouri.
The Pfizer vaccine.
Yeah, the Pfizer vaccine is available for people over 16, and the Moderna vaccine is for people over 18. And recently, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was actually pulled.
Yeah. Basically, six people were reported experiencing abnormal blood clots that they are not, you know, prone to having. And Johnson & Johnson put a halt temporarily yesterday on their vaccine to review it and do whatever else. And basically, the big argument is that, you know, everyone who's basically saying that the vaccine is now completely wrong and completely bad is really just the fact that 7 million people also got the vaccine, so 6 people out of that number is, you know, obviously nothing's perfect. And
that, in the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, it's been out that it's not the most effective vaccine out there on the market that you could get. So I feel like that's kind of the risk that they were taking when they got the vaccine.
Yeah, but so basically a lot of states are halting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which we do recommend that you get vaccinated, not maybe with the Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, maybe a different one.
But yeah, so basically, after obviously them pausing it, that caused an uproar of fear because, you know, for the government to all of a sudden stop,
and a bunch of people had already gotten it at that point, so everyone's immediately going to, oh my goodness, is this going to happen to me?
But it's not been proven yet that, you know, anything much more damaging will be happening. However, you know, the whole point of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was that it was a one shot rather than the two shots that are required of the Pfizer and Moderna. But you know, I think it's just good to do your own research about things. Stay away from news, big news sources. Just kind of do your own, look at your own research, look at medical studies that, you know, aren't altered.
That, and at the end of the day, you know your body better than anyone else. So just do what you feel is going to be
best. And at the end of the day, these are interesting times. Everything is obviously new. Everything is scary. Everything is COVID. Everything is not going to go back.
Everything is COVID.
Yeah, everything is not going to go back for a while. But
we'll get there.
We're really looking forward to when it does. And hopefully whenever certain states in good health and good nature and not like Texas announce that they will, you know, they're fully vaccinated and they're, you know, good to take masks off, I'm sure that'll be trending. Hopefully we will be here to announce when that is trending. Hopefully much sooner than not, but
yeah. And we hope you're doing well with it. If you're, make sure to reach out if you're struggling mentally, or just listen to your body, listen to your mind and what it's telling you to do, and take care of yourself.
And at the end of the day, to wrap all of these things up, do research.
Do your research.
Look into
everything.
I mean, you know, don't take celebrities' word for things. Don't take the government's word for things. You know, you need to do your own research. You need to look into things. You know, don't take anything at face value. Mm-mm. You know, just because someone apologized doesn't mean they're sorry. Just because someone's sorry doesn't mean that you should forgive them. Obviously it is not our apology to accept, and it's a very damaging apology for sure to accept from the people who are affected.
Very invalidating in a way.
Yeah, as far as James Charles and David Dobrik goes, who I was also going to mention, earlier, that Jake Paul is also going through a scandal right now.
That does not surprise me.
Someone came out on TikTok talking about how she signed an NDA between a male celebrity and how she can't talk about it. But he also performed these actions on her, and how she has now just recently named him. And obviously she's facing backlash because celebrities are celebrities, but Jake Paul has also been in some, you know, controversy recently, but, so, you know, again, do your own research. There's so much information out there in the world. There's so many things going on.
There's no excuse to not know what's going on at this point. There are so many outlets and so many
And even if
places.
You have a different view, you know, anything we've said today, if you have a different view, that's fine, but you need to do your own research, and if you have found research that proves your point, then you're good. But at the end of the day, you really just you need to hold people accountable. You need to do your own research. You need to make sure that everything is in good faith.
Don't change yourself for anyone else.
And unless you're growing and you did your, you know, you did your research.
Change for yourself, not for anyone else.
If you found information that you find to be worth changing, then that's amazing. And it's so good to have your own voice. Because something we've seen is that, you know, to have your own voice, you would think is so easy, but, you know, in today's day and age, you have to fight to have your own voice, and especially you have to fight for it to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
So do your research, stay healthy.
Drink your water.
Don't support James Charles.
Yeah. Don't.
I mean,
if you, like, it's at this point, why would you, if you want to, that's a whole nother situation and a whole nother problem that I think you need to reflect on.
And just, and then anyway, so today I had a lot to talk about.
Lots of heavy topics. Like,
yes. Hopefully, obviously I can't control what trends on Twitter, but hopefully
next
time that
we
are together, we will
have
some good things.
Right. So, on that note,
hashtag free Britney.
Hashtag free Britney. Hashtag lock up James Charles.
Mm-hmm.
So on that note, that concludes today's episode of Twitter Talk.
Yes, thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you for being here. And we hope you have a great rest of your day. Don't forget to check out the other podcasts on fhntoday.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you next time.
And don't forget to check out your trending page on Twitter.
Yeah.